Oh, come on in, man. Congratulations. We were watching your rehearsals, and it's just incredibly powerful. You took me to church.
Thanks, man. Thank you very much.
What does it feel like to be on the Grammy stage and, you know, and be there? It's like so historic.
It's rattling. It's a rattling experience. No, it's, I mean, it's overwhelming in many ways. So I never expected to be here. I never expected to be performing at the Grammys. And for me to sing with Annie Lennox, to perform with Annie Lennox is a huge honor.
It seemed like at the end of one of your performances, you looked at each other like you were both in awe of each other.
I don't know. I can't speak for Annie, but certainly for me, yeah. I mean, you know, I huge respect for Annie. She's a wonderful person as well. So to be involved when I kind of got wind of any idea that we would be performing together, I just leapt at it. You know, whatever. Let her sing the whole song. You know, whatever it takes.
Your song is absolutely huge right now. Everybody's absolutely loving it. Even this Jew right here is loving Take Me to Church. What is this church you speak of? Well, why do you want to go there?
Sure. I mean, the song is about sex. You know, the song is about sexuality. And so in that regard, Take Me to Church is kind of an allegory on about sex, I suppose. But it's about, you know, institutions, organizations that would teach people to be, that would pontificate over that very natural and wonderful part of the human experience of loving somebody, and would teach people how to love or who to love, or teach shame about aspects of one's sexuality, and I suppose asserting yourself against that. And you know,
what would winning a Grammy mean to you?
To be honest, I'm still, the fact that I'm nominated for a Grammy is still something that I'm getting my head around. It would mean a great deal to me. I'd be amazed. So I'm still actually coming to terms with the fact that I have been nominated for a Grammy. So hopefully, you know, I'll catch up with myself and then by Sunday and then. I mean, the fact that there is room for a song like that, that carries a message like that in the charts at the minute, I find that incredibly encouraging, and I find that, you know, I'm a little bit amazed. And it was very, very humble beginnings last year. I recorded much of the song in my attic. So I never expected Grammy success. I never expected radio play. So in that regard, the fact that there is room, you know, there's an audience for a song that carries a message like that, and I'm encouraged and thrilled, yeah. I was standing on a stage in Ireland and doing a show in Ireland, doing a sound check. So I rarely am in Ireland nowadays. I live out of a suitcase. But I think, yeah, I got a phone call, and then just, yeah, I think in shock. I think it took me a few days. I don't assimilate good news very well. So I give myself a few days. So about 2 days, 3 days later, I realized, wow, I've been nominated for a Grammy. Any what? Any fun hairstyles? I'm going to shave my head.
Yeah. Yeah. When you win your Grammy, where are you putting it? Have you decided where the Grammy will go?
I haven't looked that far ahead yet. I'm still trying to think. I'm still trying to come to terms with the fact that I have been nominated. So and then I'll think about, you know, we'll cross that bridge. We'll burn that bridge when we get there, you know, as we say. Yeah.